Now we're going to spend a little time exploring aspiration. Resting your hands on your knees or lap, whichever is most comfortable for you. The back gently straight. Arms and shoulders relaxed. Slight drop of the chin so that neck stretches a little and relaxes. You may drop your gaze in front of you or simply allow your eyes to gently close. Bring your awareness to the physical sensation of the breath. This may be the belly, the chest, or even the breath passing through your nostrils. Simply allowing your awareness to rest upon that physical sensation for your few breaths now. What do we mean by aspiration? Do we all have aspirations? What role do our aspirations play as we move through life? Why do we sometimes seem to lose sight of our aspirations as we grow older? Is there anything we can do to reconnect with our aspirations and to follow their call? How can aspiration help us find happiness? The 16 guidelines define aspiration as the search for a fulfilling way of life that avoids causing harm to others. Aspiration is the profound and heartfelt longing for purpose and fulfillment, happiness and joy, that lies deep and sometimes buried in each one of us. When we're young, there may be a more obvious emphasis on aspiration, encouraging us to use our lives well and to make the best of whatever gifts and passions we possess. However, as we get older, it's easier to get distracted by the demands of daily life, as we become preoccupied with making our way in the world and meeting our everyday needs. The busier we become, the less likely we are to pause and consider whether these more short-term goals will actually bring us to the meaning and happiness that we seek. Did you have aspirations when you were a young person? Perhaps you wanted to be a musician, an actor, an athlete, or an astronaut, or to work with animals or children. Did you long for adventure and for travel to far places? Can you remember any dreams that you had for the future? Any hopes and fears? Are you still following those dreams, those aspirations, or have you left them behind? What are your goals now? Do they bring you satisfaction and fulfillment? In stories and literature, life is often compared to a journey. And every journey needs a goal, something that calls out to us and inspires us to go the distance. Traditional teaching suggests that we need three elements in place to help us travel through life and achieve our aspirations. Firstly, we need an inspirational guide who has traveled the path ahead of us. Secondly, we need guidance and advice about how to reach our chosen destination. And thirdly, we need traveling companions to support us along the way. Let's take a few minutes to explore how these three elements can help us achieve our own aspirations. Start by paying attention to your body. Take a few gentle breaths and notice the sensation of your stomach and chest rising and falling. Then bring to mind the 16 guidelines definition of aspiration: to seek a fulfilling way of life that avoids causing harm to others. Repeat this phrase to yourself: to seek a fulfilling way of life that avoids causing harm to others. Allow this phrase to sink into you. To seek a fulfilling way of life that avoids causing harm to others. What does this mean for you? Can you think of some practical examples of what this might look like for you with your unique personality, talents and skills? Are there some practical steps you can take to begin or continue on that journey? Step one is to consider who will act as our inspiration or guide for the journey. This could be someone we know personally, or someone who was a role model for us when we were young. Alternatively, it could be someone who has inspired us from the pages of a website, magazine, or book. If we're a religious person, it might be Jesus, Allah, or the Buddha. The important thing is that this person can give you the inspiration and encouragement you need to lead a fulfilling way of life that avoids causing harm to others. It will be someone whose aspirations we share, who has gone ahead of us, and from whom we can learn. Do you have such a guide in your life? If not, what practical steps might you take to find them? Step two is to consider the different kinds of information and advice that we will need on our journey. If we were traveling to a far-off land, we might be asking, what should we bring with us? What challenges will we face? Is there a map? There's no shortage of information and advice around how to make life more meaningful in words, music, images, and the natural world. The important thing is that this gives us the inspiration and encouragement we need to lead a fulfilling way of life that avoids causing harm to others. It will need to be reliable and practical, kind and wise. Do you have the information and advice that you need to achieve your aspirations? If not, what practical steps might you take to find it? Step three is to consider who we will choose as our traveling companions. It's generally considered unwise to travel alone, It's good to have companions who can help us stay on the path, share together, and keep our spirits up. However, there's also a danger that we will choose inappropriate companions who discourage us or lead us in the wrong direction. The important thing is that our travelling companions understand our aspirations and give us the inspiration and support we need to lead a fulfilling way of life that avoids causing harm to others. Do you have companions that can help you achieve your aspirations? If not, what practical steps might you take to find them? Every human being has the potential to lead a fulfilling way of life that avoids causing harm to others. As the Irish blessing says, may the road rise up to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face. May the practice of aspiration enrich your life and the lives of those around you.